The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 74. And so we followed our old friend, Mr. Freddy Bananas III, and his friends, down the hill and through the jungle towards the Lost City. The path, as I have said, was no great shakes, but it was snake-free, and that was something. Despite being slapped rather repeatedly in the face by overhanging branches and such like, we made pretty good progress, and before long we were standing in front of a crumbling low stone wall that obviously marked, at one time, the outer boundary of the legendary lost city of Lenore. As city walls go, it was less than impressive. The thing was probably only 3.5 or 4 feet tall, and not very well built, if you ask me. Besides the obvious damage that time and the forces of nature had managed to do, there were significant gaps in the masonry that could only be ascribed to shoddy workmanship. It was pretty clear that not a lot of effort had gone into the defenses of this once great city. The first buildings that I saw were not much better. They didn't look significantly more ably put together than the garden shed I had once assembled from parts purchased at Canadian Tire. And that is saying something. But the rest of the group seemed not to notice the less than impressive nature of the structures of this long hidden burg. They were oohing and aahing as if they were standing in the apse of the cathedral at Reims. Alvy and Roger were nattering away about the fabulous architecture, and Hobie kept making comments about the quality of the stone, and marveling at how those early artisans had managed to get it there. I guess that bit was kind of remarkable. Somebody had somehow managed to haul a hell of a lot of rock into this godforsaken place. Given how much trouble it was for us to get there, I did feel a bit sorry for the poor bastards who had dragged all this limestone, or whatever the hell it was, all the way here. Especially as the finished product seemed so much less than impressive. Hardly worth the effort. While we were sauntering around taking it all in, the Bananas family, as I am choosing to call them, seemed to be making themselves right at home. And I guess it is possible that that is exactly where they were. This ancient archaeological site definitely was a fixture of their regular stomping grounds. There was evidence of their frequent visits to the fabled city sprinkled all about the place. One had to watch where one stepped.